from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Sunday services at Jesus' Dwelling Place Church in the Pittsburgh suburb of North Braddock, Pennsylvania, were being live-streamed when a man jumped in front of Pastor Glenn Germany and pulled a gun.
I seen him move from the back to the front of the church, and he set up in the front corner of the church, and he smiled at me, pointing right at me. And at that point, all I could do was try to run for cover.
And he says the gunman pulled the trigger, but the gun jammed, enough time for a parishioner to tackle the gunman and disarm him. New polling by ABC News and Ipsos finds the presidential race essentially tied 6 months before the election, but giving Trump double-digit leads on most of the issues voters say are important to them. Approval numbers for either dismal.
Joe Biden viewed favorably by only 40% of the country, 33% of the country only. That's a third of people overall have a favorable impression of Donald Trump.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. There's new audio of Trump publicly attacking and mocking federal and state prosecutors in a room full of top Republicans and donors.
While hosting a multi-day retreat in Palm Beach Saturday, Trump, in the recording reportedly obtained by the Washington Post, can allegedly be heard using expletives, berating special counsel Jack Smith, who's prosecuting him for his handling of classified documents and his role in the attack on the Capitol, even mocking Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, calling her a, quote, real beauty.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Hamas negotiators left Cairo. Still no ceasefire and hostage release deal.
Hamas insisting any ceasefire hostage deal must include a written commitment from Israel for a long-term ceasefire. So the negotiations are on a knife edge, and after days of talks, the two sides are still unable to reach a deal.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. Israel Defense Forces put out a statement telling Palestinians to begin evacuating Rafah, signaling a ground invasion is imminent. They're supposed to go to an Israeli-declared humanitarian area near the coast. You're listening to ABC News. Boeing this morning tries to launch its Starliner capsule for the first time with a crew.
This is the most important thing going on in the agency right now, in my opinion. We have two people preparing to fly a spacecraft that humans have never flown before.
NASA's Victor Glover talking about veterans Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams in quarantine ahead of blastoff.
It's harder than it looks, and the fact that we're ever successful is a testament to how hard we work at it.
Launch set for 10:34 a.m. Eastern Time. It's screen-free week. A bid to get young kids to get their noses out of their devices during school and at home. Bob Race is principal at the middle school in Kirtland, Ohio, a Cleveland suburb.
The purpose of this activity is to get the kids moving, get them outside and enjoying, while understanding that you can still learn without the technology.
Teachers will modify lesson plans to go back to paper and pencils. A big screen take on a small screen classic is the nation's top movie.
With the star power of Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, The Fall Guy was expected to debut at number one.
No offense.
I mean, some take it.
But its $28.5 million debut was nevertheless a bit lackluster and below expectations. The 25th anniversary release of Star Wars The Phantom Menace taking the number two spot, earning just over $8 million. Challengers comes in third, another $7.6 million in its second week. The low-budget horror flick Taro debuts at fourth, earning $6.5 million. Godzilla Kong rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.